Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Director of Marshall County Conservation, Emily Herring. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by once a month and just letting us know what's going on. I hear we got two new additions in Marshall County Conservation.
Yeah, people may recall that last year we purchased new bison. And we actually ended up purchasing pregnant bison. So we have two brand new young bison down at Greencastle. So our population of bison in the county has over doubled. So that's kind of cool. But so if you want to go down there and check them out, we just also want to give people, you know, that precaution that you need to stay at least 5 feet away from the fence. It's no different than any other mama that is protective of their babies. We want to make sure that you are giving them their distance, and absolutely no reason should be getting into the actual pen with the animals. So.
Did we know that they were pregnant when you purchased them?
No, we did not. Yeah, it's kind of ironic. So the people we purchase them from own a lot of bison, like 400 bison. And so they were hoping to take their young from the previous year with them. And we got two calves with them. They just weren't theirs. So they were bred, and now we went from two bison to eight. So it was a really good deal.
Yeah, you can't complain there.
No.
Two for the price of one, kind of, you got that. So
exactly.
That's exciting happening. That's at Greencastle, right?
Yeah, yep, down at the bison exhibit.
Okay, very cool. Let's quick talk about campgrounds. You were opening them up last time we talked in April. Where are we at right now? Really kind of, I think, wetness-wise.
Yeah, so most of our areas are now open. We had one of the wettest Aprils on record last month, and so things were muddy and mucky. And I know that it's always an inconvenience when our parks close, but we usually just close the roads to prevent damage being done to them, because then that requires us to have to go back in, do work, put gravel on them. That doesn't mean that you can't park at the entrance and get out and walk the park. Like, you can always go into the park by foot. We're just trying to save the infrastructure so it doesn't cause long-term damage. So after that rainy April, a lot of places we did have to shut down just for a little while, but everything is back up and running at this point in time. The campgrounds are open. The shower houses are open, and we've had campers enjoying these last couple beautiful weekends. And I would encourage people to get out and explore those parks.
Is there a cost to stay overnight or anything at the campgrounds?
Yes, there is a $22 camping fee per night.
Okay. All right. Best way, just call Grimes Farm if you want to get hooked up for that.
Yeah. And we're really excited. We'll be getting a new website, which will have a lot of the information about campgrounds. And eventually we will be going so you can register online and reserve campsites in advance. But you can also, we'll be able to register some there at the park. So it won't be all online like some areas have gone to. But if you're coming from a faraway location, or you know you want to camp a certain weekend and you want to make sure you have a spot, that opportunity will be coming. Probably not this year. It'd probably be next year.
Okay. All right. Out at the Grimes Farm Nature Center, it's busy really year round, but I know more people like to come out of the woods there, all puns intended, when the weather starts to warm up. Are you guys just people around every single day, groups out there, kids, field trips?
Yeah, it is definitely busy this time of year. Our naturalist has a field trip, I think, every single day in the month of May except for two. So she has kids. Today she's down at Greencastle fishing with some kids. And so she stays really, really busy, but the Nature Center is much more busy. So if you want to come out, we'd love to have you out, but do be aware that it could be a little loud in the Nature Center. Kids are having a great time out there, or they're out on exploring on the trails. Of course, it is a great time to be out looking for birds or mushrooms or just enjoying the nice weather. So always come out. Don't hesitate. There just may be other people there.
Yeah. So I went to school. I've told you before, I'm an outdoor recreation major. I wanted to be the naturalist so I could have like the month of May there, where I'm just hanging out with kids doing different goofy stuff all day. That sounds like a blast.
It is. I was a naturalist before I became the director, and it is a very fulfilling job. It's exhausting, obviously, but especially nowadays when you get kids outside that have never gone fishing, I would say that 75% of the kids we see have never fished before. And so, you know, to give them that opportunity, that experience for the first time and them catching their first bluegill, even if it is only 3 inches long, they just love it. And just, you know, obviously those things that you teach and they love are the things that they're going to respect and take care of in the future. So it is a very fulfilling job, and it's a pretty fun job.
Yeah. And I also think like those field trips especially are core memories for a lot of people too. Catching that first fish or going out and seeing that animal you've read about in a book for so many years, and all of a sudden, nope, there it is right in front of you. It's always kind of a core memory for kids too.
Absolutely. I remember when I was in sixth grade, and I'm dating myself here. We went to Red Rock and we saw bald eagles with Gladys Black. And that was really rare. They were rare. They weren't common at that time. Their population had dropped. And so I think we saw like 3 bald eagles that day down at Red Rock. And I still, honestly, that's something obviously that sticks with me and probably is part of where I'm at today.
Yeah, and I think you've actually shared that story before. So, I mean, obviously it has stuck with you. Joined today with Director of Marshall County Conservation, Emily Herring. Speaking of birds, what are we going to see right now? We look up in the skies here in May. What are we going to see flying?
Yeah, the warblers are starting to come through. So we're starting to get a lot of those little birds that are very hard to identify unless you're a birding pro. At least that's how I feel about them. But they're usually really bright colored and beautiful, like the yellow rumps. We have some other, lots of different species actually that come in. And, you know, if you are new to birding, I would tell you hands down the best way, especially with warblers, is to go out and find a place in the woods and turn on the Merlin app, and it'll pick up the different warblers. So we, for example, were doing some work at Timmins, and I turned on the Merlin and there were Tennessee warblers there. So you can kind of like learn how to identify the bird with the sound. And then when you hear them, you can look up, see where they're at, see what they look like. So it's a great way to help learn how to identify them, not only visually, but also by sound. So,
okay. Emily, have you ever tried to like befriend the crows or anything like that where you live or where you work?
No, but did you read my article in the newspaper about crows knowing people that treat them nicely and that know people that don't treat them nicely and they can remember who those people are?
I didn't see that. My girlfriend feeds the crows outside of her house. She's trying to befriend them. They brought her a couple buttons coming back here. So I didn't know if that was something that's up your alley too.
No, I've never tried it. Now I kind of want to, but yeah, scientific studies have shown that crows remember those people that treat them nicely and they remember those who do not. So next time you see a crow, be nice.
Be nice to them. And they get loud when they don't get their bread. Let me tell you, that is something. They're just like a cat. They're right on schedule every afternoon for her. So I know coming up in the summer, you guys typically do some concerts out at Grimes Farm. Tell me about these.
Yeah. So the first concert will be June 11th and it's Standing Hampton. The live and local concerts are free. And so you can come out. There are food trucks, so you can buy food. So if you get off work and you don't have time to pack up some snacks, come on out and grab some food at the food trucks. But you are allowed to bring your own food and beverage out there. So if for some reason, you know, if you have your whole family and you know your kids aren't going to eat what's in the food truck, like my kids won't, you can grab some snacks and come out. But it's a great time. It's a family-friendly event, and we love having people out at the park.
Okay, so live and local, is this like one a month for the next few months that we're going to have?
Correct, yep. It's one a month through September. So, and I know that we're having some returning bands and also some new bands. We kind of mixed it up a little bit this year to get some different bands in there. So we're excited to see the different musicians and see if people like them. We always, you know, some people will contact us and give us ideas on musicians that we should have out. So if you ever have a band that you absolutely love and you want to see them out there, you can contact us out at the Nature Center and we'll put them on a list. And we just really like having, you know, we recognize that people use wildlife areas and recreational areas different than maybe the way we should see them being used. So we really like to diversify what we do at our parks, knowing that everybody is welcome out of our parks to do what they like, as long as it's not illegal.
Yeah. So, Emily, where can people go if they forget what date that is in June? Is Facebook the best place for people to go for those live and local concerts?
It is. It is. And like I said, we're getting a new website, and it is super easy to remember. It's www.marshallcountyconservation.com. So that is actually up and running, I do believe, or will be soon. And so you can put that in, and that will go. But otherwise, Facebook always has our events on it as well.
Okay, real quick, seasonal staff. Do you guys need any help right now for seasonal staff?
Not right now. We are full. We actually have our largest seasonal staff we've had before. We're lucky to have a couple of them on, thanks to a program through STEM. And we're excited to have them. They're mowing. One person will be doing bat research for us. They're helping with programs. You know, name it, they'll be doing it. And if you're out in our parks and you see people working, then they're probably our seasonals. And tell them thank you, because we appreciate them very much.
Well, thank you for stopping by once a month and just letting us know what's going on with County Conservation.
Thank you.